Going on, man. It's your boy Crimson. Fuck the long intro. Let's get into it.
Recently, I turned 37, and here's what I'm learning about being attractive. So externally, I have to admit I'm getting less attention. Internally, I feel there is energy shift. I'm moving from one archetype to another. I'm no longer the maiden, but I am stepping into the wise woman. And this shift feels actually really exciting, but it's also interesting within the society that stubbornly believes that a woman's worth is mostly based on her age and looks.
All right, there's a lot to unpack in that short amount of fucking bullshit that she just spun, but I'll just tell you what she says later on in the video, because it's an 11-minute video, and I don't want to bore you guys. But she says that, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are or what age or whatever, you're still beautiful. Now, there's a video that I made in the past about how narcissistic people gaslight each other. And this is why the dating market is the way it is because women will psychologically, verbally, and emotionally abuse each other. They will narcissistically abuse one another. And this is no different. I mean, it sucks that it took her 37 years to mature and to feel that shift, because I felt that way at 24. In construction, they told me, look, you can either get with the program or get the fuck out of the trade. And I got with the program. And it was within that time that I learned accountability. I learned to, instead of self-reflecting over a bottle of whiskey, to self-reflect soberly and to get validation from other men's comments and concerns. Their approval to me meant the world. I needed somebody to reflect off of and say, am I doing a good job? And for them to say, yeah, you're doing decent. You need to keep going. That to me meant everything. Reassurance that I'm heading down the right path. So now what this girl's saying is that she felt a fucking shift from being a maiden to the wise old woman. It took her 37 years to get to that point, to mature, to wisen up, to say that, you know, I can't party anymore. I gotta fucking do old people shit. It's just like, dude, you should. I grew out of the partying scene at fucking 18, 19 years old. Once I couldn't go to those backyard parties anymore with my buddies and have a beer listening to black metal and throwing a kickback afterward, it was like, all right, fucking like high school's over. Don't get me wrong, I still went to some parties, but it wasn't the same because they weren't playing the music I liked, or, you know, just the vibe was off. So I just stopped partying. And it seems to me the way that this girl's dressed is like she misses those olden years, those golden years of being able to express herself and being able to go out and party and do all these stupid things. But here's what I've noticed about women like this that gaslight and mature very late. They tend to just do what she did and just describe society in a fucking poor light. Now, the reason why I'm battling with what she's saying is because there's a certain fucking demographic of men that date younger women. And I don't give a fuck. That's their choice. It's not my money. It's not my position to tell a grown man how to fucking live his life. I don't find it disgusting. Dude, when I was 20 years old, I was fucking 40, 45-year-olds, 46-year-olds. And I got my experience and my practice through them. So that when it came time to fuck a girl my age, they were like, holy shit, this guy knows exactly what he's doing. You know, I guess they're like women have like a 34% chance of coming or whatever. You know, I think that figure's bullshit. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. Some of you out there will probably fucking agree with that statistic. But what I'm saying is, what the fuck, dude? I just stared at the sun and I fucking lost my track of thought. But my point is that this girl, right? This woman, it took her this long to fucking grow up. It took her this long to get to a point where she's like, okay, like now I need to mature. And I'm looking at the world around me and this is what I see. And she's gaslighting herself into believing that men only want younger women and men don't. Dude, I think she's very attractive. Now, the reason why I find her attractive is because, yeah, you're old. Like, I don't want kids. I don't want to get married. And you know, cohabitating is fucking out of the picture now. After the Green Ranger died, Jason David Frank, he died of a, you know, his fucking ex-wife threatened to divorce him, served him divorce papers at Comic-Con. You know, with his millions of fans there, I was like, all right, well, you know, it wasn't millions. But my point is like, she did that to fucking break him into place because he was no longer going by, you know, he wasn't going by her standards anymore. And she did the narcissistic bullshit that every fucking chick does. She's going to try to break his heart and threaten him into submission. Once he died, and I heard another man's story on how his divorce is going, how the woman just basically bullshitted her way through the relationship. And another guy's story about, yeah, she was doing great. She was this beautiful, submissive woman until she started listening to this podcast. And I'm like, all right, well then fucking marriage is definitely off the table. Cause at any given time, these women can just fucking change their mind. At any fucking moment, these girls can just flip this fucking script on you. And XQC with that whole cohabitation shit. I don't like XQC. I think he's a piece of shit as a human being. But what he's going through is unjust. A girl is suing him for cohabitation. You know, she's trying to make this a divorce. And they never got married. She's trying to claim cohabitation rights. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it's like if you got a girl living with you or if you guys live together, your guys are technically married. And to me, that's like, what the fuck? So she's trying to take him to court and divorce him so she could take half of his shit. Dude, after that, that's it. So yeah, a woman like her, like a girl who's just completely broken, delusional, and like, you know, society has basically cast her out, you know, in cycle of a new piece of ass, a new young girl who just turned 23. Yeah, to me, she's looking pretty good. Not gonna lie. Because her psychosis, I've already studied. I already know her train of thought, her behavior. She's just a destructive piece of shit. I shouldn't say that. I'm probably wrong about that. I'm making this assumption off of her turning 37 and finally fucking maturing. But that's what I had. I just wanted you guys to see this firsthand. This narcissistic mentality of like, hey, you're never too old and it's never too late and it's never too this to, you know, to look sexy. And but like, dude, I want to go ahead and say I might be wrong about this figure, but about maybe 60% of the guys aren't going to fucking agree with what you're saying. You know, the society casts out women like you and they don't give them attention. No, we don't give you attention anymore. Because of all the fucking bullshit TikTok videos that you make, you know, that these women, excuse me, not her, but just all these bullshit TikTok videos that we see of these young girls that are going out and fucking filming guys that are just glancing over at chicks. And it's happened to me. And that's the reason why I created a home gym, was because I saw that fucking shit coming from a mile away, and I'm like, dude, I'm not doing this shit. Like, you girls are out of your fucking minds. And you guys have created, like, dude, these chicks have created, like, especially women like this, have created the delusion, this invisible boogeyman of the patriarchy and these body shaming tactics and these old woman tactics that we fucking cast out women like her out of society and we no longer value them. That's absolute horseshit. Absolute fucking horseshit. What I've learned from my life is that there is a time and place for everything. You have to fucking sit back and know your role. Sit back and just earn rapport. Earn it. What this chick is doing is like, all right, well, I've already burnt all my years, all my young years. Just give me rapport. Oh, well, you're not going to give it to me because I'm an old woman now. And it's like, no, dude. You created that fucking delusion for yourself. This chick has created a fucking delusion for herself. She's driving herself insane. In any case, like I said, I just wanted you guys to pay witness to this. Guard your heart.